This exercise is called Seated in the Heavenly Realms with Christ. All of us want to have experiential and tangible encounters with what we read about in the Bible. Today's exercise is meant to lead us into a more real experience of something that we've actually already received in our relationship with Christ, but we may not have ever laid hold of it in an experiential way, and that is the way that it says in Colossians chapter 3, that we are seated in the heavenly realms with Christ. I want to give you a little explanation beforehand about this experience to help you to better engage it. First of all, we're going to be practicing deep breathing. You breathe in through your nose, you breathe out through your mouth. When God created everything, he spoke things into existence, but with one exception, us humans. He formed us with his very hands, and then he breathed his own life, his breath, into us. That's very personal. Every breath we take is a reminder of our loving Creator who still wants to touch us. He still wants to breathe with us. As we take deep breaths, let's hold them for a few seconds and then exhale. What we're doing is we're deliberately directing our attention away from our thinking. And we want to become aware of our bodies and particularly our hearts. And that's where the seat of our affections. That's where we love from. First, we will take several deep breaths, nice and slow. Then I'm going to give you some brief phrases to repeat about your relationship with God based on what the Word of God says about you. Try to keep taking slow, deep breaths as best you can with long exhales during the entire exercise. Next, we're going to be using our imaginations. Our imagination is our ability to see something inside with our internal vision. Some people are opposed to the use of the imagination or any kind of guided imagery, whether it's in counseling or in a religious experience, claiming it is somehow a focus on non-reality or a lie. Well, of course, imagination can be used in destructive ways and can just about anything. But what if we use our imaginations to envision something that is true? Something that is true about God, about us, about Christ, about others, about the Holy Spirit. What if we use our imaginations to help actualize what we have been given in Christ? Jesus spoke highly of little children. They are naturally full of imagination. No surprise, they have an easier time imagining a Jesus who loves them and cares about them. Their imagination is closely connected to the ability to hope. Our imaginations help us to see the things we are hoping for through faith. And many of these things, by the way, we've already received. We're just rather asleep to that reality. The Word of God says we are seated in the heavenly places in Christ. What does that look like? Where are we seated? On what? How exactly? Do you think God the Father would ever want to hold you on his lap? Why not? He is the best Father in all creation. Wouldn't it seem normal for him to be affectionate and attentive to you? The Bible is full of examples of both the majesty, immense power, scariness of God, but it also of his tender mercy, his kindness, and willingness to connect to very lowly people. What if we could experience his comfort in a tangible way as we sit on his lap as a small child? Isaiah 61:13 says, "As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you, and you will be comforted." That's God speaking. As we ascend into heaven, we will open our hearts to the atmosphere of heaven and the light, life, and love that permeates it. We're going to relax and receive as much as we are capable of. Your ability to engage in this kind of encounter will grow over time. It is important to know that the more you focus on the lovely things which exist in the kingdom of God, the kingdom, by the way, which is already in you, the more they will become to you, the more real they will become to you. We need to awaken out of our worldly slumber to our inheritance in Christ. Doing exercises like this is one way to quicken our souls via the inner spirit man, which already has a connection to all of heaven. Now, if you struggle with being distracted by your thoughts, here is a way to dismiss them. Imagine your mind is a naughty puppy, and that naughty puppy wants to get your attention. Kindly say to your thoughts, "Not now, puppy," and ignore it, and return your focus to your breathing. If you are doing this in a group and someone starts to cry, please honor their private moment with the Father and don't try to comfort or fix them. It is normal to experience emotion as we connect with the amazing wonder of God's personality. Let God touch His child, His children, and you in this moment without anyone else's help. Okay, so now we are ready to sit on God's lap. Go to the next audio file to experience that.